Welcome to the No Duh Podcast with Stacey Gottsoulias. I'm Stacey Gottsoulias. I'm a baseball writer and a baseball podcaster who loves pop culture, but especially the pop culture from my formative years. And just in case you were wondering when that was, they span from August 1974, when I was born, through the late 90s when I first started working in New York City. I figured I talk about movies, music, and TV shows from the 70s, 80s, and 90s so much that I might as well start a podcast so I can really discuss some of this stuff in depth. Normally, I would tweet fun facts about songs I'm listening to or let everyone know which obscure TV show I discovered has been uploaded to YouTube. So now I can talk about all of this with you. And it won't only be me. I already have a few people lined up to come onto the show and talk about specific moments from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Another reason I decided to start this podcast is because Gen Xers feel like we're being left out of discussions. Either people are complaining about baby boomers ruining the world, or blaming millennials for being lazy and not having children in their 20s for ruining the world. Meanwhile, Gen Xers are sitting here twiddling our thumbs. But this show isn't just for Gen Xers. You can be an aforementioned baby boomer, millennial, even a post-millennial, and still enjoy this podcast. Maybe you learn about TV shows and movies you didn't even know existed. I've learned about shows I didn't realize existed in the 80s, and I lived through them. Upcoming topics on the show include 1980s soap operas, 70s and 80s teen idols, Beverly Hills 90210, both the Shannon Doherty years and the post-Shannon Doherty years, Hunter, Supertrain, Reality Bites, and much more. We'll also get into music genres as well. As I said, I was born in 1974, but for some reason, I can recall listening to songs as early as 1975, specifically songs that came out around my first birthday. Now, I don't have that thing that Mary Lou Henner has where you can remember every single moment of your life, but I remember enough to really freak people out. One time, maybe 8 or 9 years ago, I was listening to the Top 10 Countdown from January 1978 on our local oldie station. My father was still alive at the time and happened to be listening with me. I ended up predicting the top five, not in order, but I pretty much knew what they were going to be, and my dad even asked me, "How on earth do you remember this?" And I said to him, almost annoyed that he was even questioning my abilities, I said, "We were in Florida for our trip before James was born when these songs were out," and he started laughing at me because at that point in 1978, my dad was 36 and I was only 3. And it's not that he didn't remember the songs, he just couldn't believe that I could remember them so well considering how young I was. But that's a product of my parents always listening to music, and thanks to my mother, I grew up listening to Motown, funk and soul, disco, regular top 40. Thanks to my dad, I listened to doo-wop and classic country and also top 40, so now my musical taste is all over the place. Which leads us to the subject of today's episode. I'm going to reveal to you a playlist that I cherish and a playlist that actually helps me write. Some writers need silence, others work well with ambient noises guiding them, and I need soft rock of the 70s and 80s to help me get through a project. I originally named this playlist my Cheesy Mix, but changed it to my Writing Mix so as to not insult the artists who worked so hard to record these songs. The playlist itself is 18 hours and 10 minutes long with 252 songs. I obviously won't be going through all 252 songs, but I wanted to give you some highlights just so you know what kind of stuff gets me going. Unfortunately, I cannot play any clips of the songs because I'm not a zillionaire who can purchase rights to the songs, and that's another subject for a future episode. How licensing and copyright issues really mess with old TV shows. Honestly, changing music ruins so many shows for me, and I don't even like watching them now. Whew! I'm the type of person who claims not to be embarrassed about their musical taste, but now that I'm about to do this, I feel a lot differently about it. Eh, screw it. So, unfortunately, I made the mistake of accidentally taking this playlist out of its original order, and it's been so long since I started compiling this list. I mean, it's been across 2 computers and nearly 10 years, so I don't even remember which song I chose first. But I have it in alphabetical order, and I just play it on shuffle mode. It's just easier that way. In alphabetical order, it starts off with Air Supply, because come on, how could you not have Air Supply in a mix like this? But what you'll be surprised to learn is that out of the 4 songs of theirs that are on this list, none of them are Making Love Out of Nothing at all, which almost seems sacrilegious to not include their most bombastic song. But instead, I have Even the Nights Are Better, All Out of Love, The One That You Love, and Here I Am, Just When I Thought I Was Over You. So dramatic. Now, I could tell you specific instances that remind me of these songs, but I'll just keep it moving. Again, I'm not going through every song, just the highlights, and, you know, if you enjoy this type of music, you can make a list for yourself. So I have 4 Anita Baker songs, 5 Barbara Streisand songs, including the main event slash fight, because I love that song, released 40 years ago this summer, by the way. I have 5 songs by Whitney Houston and 5 from Mariah Carey. All of hers are from the 90s. I do have 90s stuff sprinkled into the mix. It's mostly 70s and 80s. I also have Celine Dion, who happens to be the artist with the most songs on this list. She has 6. I'm not ashamed to admit that I like Celine Dion. I'm really not. And in fact, she needs a reality show. If you don't follow her on Instagram, you need to do that because it is really entertaining. Again, give her a reality show. Someone needs to get on that. I have Chicago, because how could you not have Chicago? I have Andy Gibb. I have his brothers, the Bee Gees. I have a couple songs from Jack Wagner in there. Long Live Frisco Jones. Obviously, I have Lady of My Heart in there because General Hospital in the 80s, there was almost nothing better than that. Now, what I found weird as I was scrolling through the list, although not too weird, but and I'll explain why. I have Truly by Lionel Richie, and it's the only Lionel Richie song I have in the mix. But the reason is, this is all in iTunes, so these are all songs that I've purchased or downloaded in some other way throughout the years. So I think if I had made this list in Spotify, there would be way more than one song from Lionel Richie. So other highlights, I have Carly Simon, Neil Diamond, Kenny Loggins, Elton John, Linda Ronstadt, Laura Branigan, Michael Bolton. Although I only have Laura Branigan's version of How Am I Supposed to Live Without You. I don't mind Bolton's version, and he's the songwriter of that tune, in case you didn't know, but I prefer Laura Branigan's version. Now, my Michael Bolton choice may be considered questionable, but I have a good reason for at least one of those songs. Yeah, this is embarrassing, but I'm going to say it anyway, okay? I have How Can We Be Lovers on the list, and here's why. That song came out the spring that we played our first year of lacrosse in high school, spring of 1990. That song reminds me of that time. And if I recall correctly, we even sang that song during practice. We did so many things to annoy our coach during practice. A year later, in 91, we would get into arguments about who was cuter, Brandon or Dylan on 90210, and she threatened us with planks if we didn't stop doing that. So we all shut up really quickly. And another funny story about lacrosse, that first year that we started, you know, it was the first year our high school had a lacrosse team. So we all had to learn how to play lacrosse, learn how to play against other people, and learn how to play against other teams. Like, it was, you know, a from scratch endeavor. So our theme song was Dangerous by Roxette. I know. Amazing. What else is on this list? Phil Collins is on this list, of course. Roberta Flack by herself. And with Donny Hathaway, because hello, how could you not have The Closer I Get to You and Where is the Love? Both of those songs are so good. And in an interesting development, the song with the most plays on this list is Take It Away by Paul McCartney. I loved that song when it was out in the summer of 82, and I still love it. That particular summer was the first full summer that we had our pool. And it seems as if we had people over every single weekend for parties. Now, I'm sure I'm misremembering that, but it just felt that way. So I remember a lot of songs from that summer. And another one I already mentioned, Even the Nights Are Better by Air Supply, was also out during that time and reminds me of our pool parties. And other songs on the list, I have some Sting in there. I have Steal Away by Robbie Dupree. That's a good soft rock song. Sometimes When We Touch by Dan Hill. You Got It All by The Jets. That reminds me of seventh grade. Just the Two of Us by Grover Washington. I Love a Rainy Night by Eddie Rabbit. I also have You and I by Eddie Rabbit and Crystal Gayle. I have a few Ronnie Milsap songs in there. I have I Wouldn't Have Missed It for the World and There Ain't No Getting Over Me. I have Breaking Us in Two by Joe Jackson, which I will discuss in a later podcast because I have a whole idea to talk about 80s videos. And that video was on heavy rotation on MTV when it was out. If we go back to the 70s, I have Laughter in the Rain by Neil Sedaka. I have Carole King. I have a few of her songs in there. My mother loved the Carole King Tapestry album, and I have fond memories of her listening to it. That came out a few years before I was born, but it was still popular when I was born. That album was one of the best albums of the entire decade of the 70s. Another song I have on there is When I Need You by Leo Sayer, which was one of my favorite songs when I was three. And my cousin Christopher, who was a teenager at the time, loves to remind me of that fact because I used to sing it a lot. I sang that a lot. I sang You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone. I really loved belting out that song when I was little. I can recall a time in our apartment. I was lying in my bed. I had just gotten my big girl bed. And I can recall lying there singing the theme to A Star Is Born by Barbra Streisand to myself. At the time, you know, we lived in the city, so it wasn't like my room was pitch black. There are lights outside. And I can remember looking up at the ceiling, singing the song to myself, and being so proud that I held the last note. And also being disappointed that no one was there to witness it. And it's funny how I can remember that, because I was really young, but that's a vivid memory for me. I'm actually thankful that I was raised to enjoy music. I know some people who, you know, they'll listen to music, but they don't appreciate it as much as other people do. And I just love listening to music. I really can't do much of anything without listening to music. I used to get in trouble when I was working. The first job that I worked in the 90s in the city, our supervisor was really tough, and she didn't want people listening to their radios while they were working. But I just so happened to be sitting under an air vent. My desk was directly under an air vent. If you were on the hallway side of my desk, you couldn't hear the radio. You could only hear it if you were sitting in my seat. So that's how I was able to sneak music and Howard Stern while I was working. But I used to have to do my homework with music playing. I used to have to fall asleep to music playing when I was younger. I don't do that now. Music was and is a big part of my life. So a lot of these podcasts will be about music. I will have other people on to talk with me about music. Like I said, we'll be talking about videos from when MTV used to actually play videos. We'll talk about specific genres of music like disco and funk and classic rock, although it wasn't classic rock back then. So we will have lots to talk about on this podcast, and I'm looking forward to talking about all of it. So before I end the podcast and tell you what's coming up next week, I realized I didn't tell you in the intro how you can get in touch with me. The easiest way is Twitter. You can find me at StaceGots, StaceGots. Next week, we'll be doing a deep dive into a classic TV series from the late 80s and early 90s, Degrassi Junior High and Degrassi High. So join me then. Thank you for listening.